started off initially as a Southeast Safer Neighbourhood Team initiative to deal with some of the youth in the area, and in fact anywhere, and dealing with knife crime. And essentially what we did, we because I'm the SSO, the Safer Schools Officer at Ipswich Academy, we approached Natasha Higdon, who's the head of drama, and we said, look, we've got this idea. How would you, and you're a bit of a playwright. Come on, come up with this idea, and blow me down, Lord love a duck, we've got a play.
So that's more or less how it happened, Natasha, is it?
Yeah. We had a few meetings initially, and we spoke about the topic and what we wanted to get out from it and what kind of message we were going to be putting out, so that we got it right.
And the story is about friendship that turns ugly. It becomes bullying, and it becomes more than that as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of like a domino effect of different events, and looking at how different people can like manipulate even people to be really strong, really, even such as the two central characters that have a really good friendship at the start of the play, but then we see how this outsider kind of influences the turn of events quite in a sinister way.
So it's a circle of friends, of acquaintances, that basically turn that friendship into something far more menacing, far more ugly.
Oh yes,
yeah.
And it's the wedge. There is another character comes in and drives the wedge between the two friends, which of course then impacts upon the family as well, and other groups and the gang. So we're looking at gang culture, cyberbullying, the use of social media as well, which is a very relevant topic today. And of course, in conjunction with the Suffolk Constabulary, we have come up with this play, which runs for 90
minutes. It highlights
the
burden, really, that is kind of carried on the two central characters. We kind of see how they react to what's going on when they're at home, how the relationships with their parents change, how the relationships with their other family members change, because they're kind of going through all these issues, both the victim of the bullying and the person that's initiating it.
The fear that feeds is what the piece is called.
Yeah.
Are audience members going to come away from this feeling shocked? Are they going to come away feeling uncomfortable?
They will come away thinking. It's a really thinking play. Natasha has really got the direction, and the great thing is the youngsters, the cast, get it. It's fantastic the way that I've watched this thing develop over the last 6 or 8 months, from really just an embryonic stage of a germ of an idea to this full-blown hour and a half performance in two acts.